Audio point 5. At the bottom of the lane, on the corner opposite, stands the United Reformed Church, which was built as a Presbyterian church in 1884, designed by Francis Doyle, who also rebuilt the parish church. If you look to the right of the church, you will see the manse, which was built in 1899 and is a listed building. Now continue up the hill towards the town centre. Carry on listening as you walk. The first house you will see on the right is Moorside House, with a handsome shell canopy over the front door. You may notice Glanrwys carved over the gate piers, a former resident obviously preferring the Welsh version of Moorside. Further up the hill, on the same side, the brick wall bears a plaque which commemorates the old Methodist chapel, where John Wesley himself preached in 1762, as he says, in a small house that they have just built. Wesley preached here while waiting for favourable winds to let his ship leave Park Gate. He came through here several times as he conducted preaching tours in Ireland. When the present Methodist church at the top of the High Street was opened in 1908, many visitors to the ceremony went to look at the old chapel, which was by then being used as a barn. On the left-hand side of the road, you will see Elmgrove House, which was probably built in the late 18th century. It suffered a few years ago from a serious fire and has now been converted into two townhouses. Next to it is Elmhurst, which can be identified on an estate map of 1732, although its fine semicircular bays have been added more recently. It too has been divided into two properties. Almost opposite are Wayside Cottage and Dee Cottage, bearing the date table and the initials of Benjamin Norman, a tailor, and his wife Mary. An inn called the Spotted Cow was being run in this house until 1855. On the other side is Beech House, built in 1847, and its neighbour, Tursham, also of the early 19th century. Next to Tursham stands Bank Cottage. This is a problem house because although it has a date plate of 1724 on its side, we do know from the estate map that this site was empty in 1732. The date plate must have come from another house, probably from one which used to stand on this site, beside the houses next door, Fern and Hawthorne Cottages. These belonged to Joseph Pemberton, the housewright mentioned earlier, in 1732. Now walk further down the road until you notice the red brick library. Here you can play Audio Point 6.